The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Choke it on the chin, the numbers were so grim.
I've been looking for this song. I've been waiting for it. It's a Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters and Mick Jagger. This is about the pandemic. They put it together. How they when they were quarantining?
Yeah, individually they recorded their part.
Yeah. Okay. Not so bad. Jagger, how old is Mick now? 70 what?
Huh? 70, 74, 75?
Yeah. And he's got like a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old,
yep.
Something like that.
So Mick did the guitar and vocals. Dave Grohl played guitar, bass, and drums on this song.
Wow.
Very cool.
Good choice.
Sleazy is the name of the song.
There it is. Hey, Joe on the radio. Al Gattulo is here. Joey Sebelius here. And Debbie Duhaime, you're ready for Drive Time Players. Thank you, Charlie Finch, right here. Dr. Ian K. Smith will join us. James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. What's going on with Afghanistan? They're pulling out of Afghanistan. Is that good? I like it, you know, but I don't know if that's a smart thing to do because Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and every anti-American force will now have complete free reign. And again, another humanitarian crisis, you know. You have to be careful because what Joe Biden is doing, this is the worst international policy I've ever seen. He is putting, and I it's not me. I learn when I'm on this show. I do the research ad nauseum on this show. And when we talk to great people like Gordon Chang or K.T. McFarland, certainly, you know, you learn a little bit. And it looks like that they're pushing China and Russia together. You know, they're put that because we already were stopping our energy here in America because of this Green New Deal lie that is being told to us. And now they, we don't want to do energy. They just lopped off tens of thousands of jobs. Now that gives an energy capability to Russia and China to work together. And they're bringing Iran into that fold. I'm a street guy. I see it. Everybody can see it. You know, except the Biden administration just doesn't care. And now what you're going to do, you're going to have problems. How will Israel survive? Israel's strong on his own, on their own. And Independence Day, we wish in Israel. That was actually yesterday. All the best on Independence Day. I think of my hero, Frank Sinatra, going to Israel in 1962 when it was a very, very young country. And he toured all throughout Israel. I've been to the Holy Land. You know, if you get a chance, you got to go with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. Spectacular trip with two great guys who know Israel better than anybody. And it's just going to the Holy Land is spectacular. But you are causing, I think, you're going to give a power to Iran like nothing else. And that what's Iran going to do? They're going to go right up against Israel. So then now, where are we in the middle of all of this? Where are we in the middle of this? We're just out of the play completely. And I believe that because there's anti-Semites now in the Democratic Party, and just read the tweets, just read the correspondence, and you'll see some anti-Semites in the Democratic Party. They want to go after Israel. And I think that's the end game. You want to know the truth, but that's just me. That's just me, and you're more than welcome to disagree. But pulling out of Afghanistan, I understand it because what are we doing there? What's being done? And again, I say about the military the way I say about law enforcement. Let them do their job. Let them do their job. If there's going to be a horrific mistake like what happened in Minneapolis, you know, then we understand that. But for all intents and purposes, let the military do their job. And you know what? They would probably have everything in somewhat in order over there in Afghanistan. Now you pull everybody out. What void does that leave? And, you know, James Carafano will comment on that. The vice president is going to Guatemala and Mexico to try to tell people to stop. I'm speechless because we had everything in order under President Trump. You don't like it, but it's too bad you don't like it because that's what happened. President Trump had border control. And now he did it with phone calls. He didn't have to travel. He talked out a great deal with Mexico, with Guatemala, with all these countries. Now Kamala Harris is going there. But please explain to me, if you're a regressive socialist and you're a communist and you want to take over and you hate America, where's the heart? I understand there's no heart in socialism. There's no heart in communism. I understand that. But do you see those kids coming in? And I know I'm going to tick off conservatives now. Because they say, oh, Joe, they shouldn't be here anyway. They're illegal aliens. They're human beings that want to get out of a war-torn country virtually with the gangs running rampant. That actually is happening in the inner cities in America, but apparently no one cares about that except me talking about it on the radio. So Kamala Harris doesn't have an inner heart to stop at those detention centers down there and to talk to those kids. I mean, I see the Border Patrol have more heart than Kamala Harris or Joe Biden combined. How do you let those kids be like that? How do you do that? That's a humanitarian crisis. I feel for those children. Are you going to go to Guatemala and Mexico instead? This is the most – I can't believe the lack of intelligence. Is that what it is of this administration? It's worse than Obama ever was. You know, so well, you know, we'll talk to Josh Gottheimer about it. Josh is he's a Democrat, represents New Jersey's 5th. And we're going to talk about this salt deduction and about the congestion taxes and infrastructure. And, you know, you can say, oh, Joe, you're going to put on a Democrat. Yeah, absolutely. And Josh is a good guy. And I'm sorry, you know, if you don't agree with that, it's time we become bipartisan. And if someone's doing, I know, if Josh votes with Pelosi sometimes, I understand that. But really, we need independent people who are just, remember when Josh joined up with Congressman King, former Congressman King, and they were going to talk about the Gateway Project? I like to see that. I like to see bipartisanship. I like Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan. They couldn't have been more diametrically opposed politically. Tip O'Neill, Speaker of the House at the time, and President Ronald Reagan. They would go out, have a beer. Why can't we do that? And why does Joe Biden have to just say, we're gonna pack the court? We're going to pack the court. Won't even talk to anybody. Won't even listen to constituents. This guy is like a puppet doing everything that the socialists want to do. You want to pack the court? And I say, sure, go ahead, because once you pack the court, this is my theory, then Congress is irrelevant. You don't need congressmen and women. You don't need senators. Why? Because you're going to end up in the courts anyway. Every law they pass is going to be challenged. It's going to go to the court. So now you want to give power to the court? Sure, here you go. You can do 4 more Supreme Court justices. And they're submitting a bill. The Democrats are submitting a bill to pack the court. And you tell me exactly, how does that help you and I? How does that help you and I? What has that got to do except give them more power? And when you go back to the border I talked about, it's all about votes for the Democrats. That's all they care about. Redistricting, voting districts. And this whole thing, too, about like the New York Times going after these companies about Georgia, this voting law. Read the law that comes out of Georgia. Read the people keep saying that there's other states that are more stringent. Joe Biden's home state is more stringent than Georgia. They're just trying to straighten out the illegalities that happened during the 2020 election. And I applaud them for that in Georgia. They're late. They're too late. But I like them to at least try it now. The false narrative continues, and they double down, and the regressive socialists double down. So there's a false narrative, systemic racism in law enforcement. Look at the stats. Look at the stats. How many white people are killed? How many black people are killed? Look at all I ask is that you look at the statistics, and you'll see there is not systemic racism in law enforcement. That is a narrative that will continue. And answer me this. Why is Al Sharpton in the mix now? Why is Al Sharpton on television? By the way, if you meet Al, you love Al. He's a charming individual. I got to tell you, he is. Remember when I went to the Saturday Night Live reunion? Somebody had a sense of humor because I'm walking up the bleachers. This was 5 years ago, whatever it was. And they sit me next to who? Al Sharpton. I said, "Ah, what are you doing?" He goes, "Hey, Joe, how you doing?" I said, "You and I got to talk on my show." "Yeah, anytime." So he's charming like that. Does anybody remember Tawana Brawley? Do you remember that? Where they accused someone of raping this girl, and that he never apologized. Right there, you're done. In my book, you're done. Race, it's all about race baiting. It has nothing to do. Yet, Joe Biden, they open up all lines to Sharpton and all these race baiters. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong in my mind. Larry Elder is going to join us. You don't want to miss what Larry's got to say this morning. I'm telling you, he is really fired up. Hillary Kramer is going to give us some tax tips. Not officially, but you got to listen. The girl knows what she's talking about. And Professor Dershowitz as well. I want to ask Professor Dershowitz about Governor Cuomo, too. You notice that's going away? Did I call that? Did I say that? It's just going to go away. All the nursing home, everything's just going to go away, and he's going to run again. It's unbelievable what they get away with in New York. And, I talked about it. I said it. It's just the way it is now. And the press will not do its job. In the old days, the press would check. If there was something really wrong, like all that what Biden's administration is doing, they would just question it. They would at least question it. What are you doing down the border? Imagine if Donald Trump was the president and they had that border problem now. Oh, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Riots in Minnesota. The president doesn't even address it. Help me out here. Am I missing something here? Sanctions against Russia. Yeah, that'll work good. Because why don't you just donate money to Russia, China, and Iran? There's your new trifecta against America. I'm telling you, mark my words on that. That's a street observation that I think, unfortunately, will come to fruition, whether you like it or not. Hey, let me go to Joe, if I may, before we talk to the guys. Joe, how you doing? Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, I was calling about the Supreme Court ruling involving marijuana. A construction worker was hurt. He was suing his company, the construction company, for not paying his marijuana bills for the pain, which was $600 a month. The defense of the construction company was that they're breaking the federal law. They're aiding and abetting breaking the federal law. Supreme Court, now listen to this, says that you're not aiding and abetting breaking the federal law, because the court is telling you to do it. So now the court, that means the court is aiding and abetting breaking the federal law. I don't understand how all these states made marijuana legal if it's against the federal law. Yeah. That's why we have lawlessness. We're only obeying the laws we want to obey.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Joe, neither do I. I don't understand. And it's a state-to-state situation, but you're right. If the Supreme Court makes a decision, what right do they have? Because it is a state-to-state law. But I tell you right now on the record, I just don't – look, I'm of the 60s. There were drugs all over. I can remember kids – even when I was a kid, they were doing LSD. That was the drug, LSD, acid, They would do that when I was in school. And I remember them trying to put something in my drink. I told you that. And I would look, and I was so leery of that and so anti-drug. And marijuana, you think, is for medicinal marijuana, you certainly understand. But I just believe it's a gateway drug. But I'm a dinosaur. What do I know?
Joe is referring to, that's what they're talking about. The guy was taking medical marijuana. The court ruled that his former company is on the hook to pay his medical marijuana bill because of the accident that he suffered on the job. A federal company would not be liable to pay for somebody's medical marijuana because it's not federal law. But locally, if you're a smaller company, you would be liable to pay for this person's medical marijuana. That's what the court ruled.
Well, because it's like medicine, right? Like medicine.
Correct. He's taking it for the pain. Yeah. He's not taking it. The difference is obviously the medical marijuana. He's not taking it to get high. He's taking it to relieve the pain that he has.
Al, full disclosure.
Again, you
were the guy.
Is going. Better hurry.
No, listen, you.
Better hurry.
We're in a time frame. Al's smart till about not dumb like everybody says.
No, dumb.
Smart.
Very dumb.
Smart
very
like
dumb.
Everybody says.
Very dumb.
But I can't see you smoking weed now, being a dad.
I have. I have. In the last couple of years, sure I have. I have no problem admitting that.
When you went down and you fainted that time?
Well, that was different. That was an edible. thing. Yeah.
That was,
which I didn't admit to my wife until months later.
Oh, but,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I revealed that at the oncologist. See, I knew that was my get-out-of-jail-free card because he was asking me, he's like, anything happened in that incident in May? I said, well, I had an edible cookie. And she looked at me. I said, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about that. Sorry. Look, I have cancer. So that worked. That was the only time I used
good,
it. So.
Good, good. Use it as an excuse.
Smart. Smart. Not like they say.
So. What's with The Godfather? Whenever it's on,
it was on last night. I couldn't go upstairs.
I know.
He's about to whack the two of them in the restaurant. I'm like, I can't go up. He's going to the bathroom.
You've seen it a thousand times. And I'm sitting there going, oh, God, I got to look at the news story.
I'm going to talk to my compadre in Italian.
I got to get everybody in order. And I'm putting my whole stuff together for the next day. The Godfather comes on. I can't walk away from it.
Can't stop.
Put it on the background.
Salazzo is about to talk to him in Italian. That's it. I got to wait. Because as soon as I see Salazzo, I go, Cuomo. And that's it. I'm stuck.
I don't like violence. Michael, it's bad for business. I frisked 1,000 young punks.
Turn around. I got to go on your knees. I got to, you know.
He's clean. All right.
Like, and he checked them twice. When they got in the restaurant, he's clean. Yeah. I checked him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Abe Vigoda. How great was Abe Vigoda?
I know that place.
I know that place. They got that, with the pull down, the chain.
They got the chain. old school toilets. Yeah. Food. Everybody likes it.
It's perfect.
Tell him try the veal chop or something.
Life is, Debbie. You know, Godfather quotes it. And by the way, 99.9% of all Italian Americans have nothing to do with the mob. Thank you. There's my caveat, my little disclaimer right there. 20 after 7 o'clock. Hey, Dr. Ian K. Smith is going to join us momentarily. James Carafano as well. Josh Gottheimer on the show. Hillary Kramer with some tax tips. Larry Elder, Alan Dershowitz, and Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to the New Jersey Turnpike northbound. Still slowing down bakes at 13 and Carteret, but that accident in the truck lanes completely cleared away. 80 eastbound exit 67 out through Hackensack. It's an accident on the shoulder. Inbound GWB is okay. Lincoln 5 minutes in. Holland about 5 minutes into town. Remember, alternate side parking rules are in effect. Expect stop-and-go traffic on the Whitestone Expressway south at 20th Avenue. An accident there just about cleared. Westbound belt slowing down by Kennedy Airport. Southern State Parkway eastbound by Peninsula Boulevard. It's a multi-vehicle accident. Looks like the left lane is blocked over there, so prepare for some delays. And traffic is also slowing down for you as you take a ride to 9A southbound into Ryder Road over in Ossining with an accident in the process of being cleaned up. Some steady rain later today, high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. It's an instant gratification world. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. It searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver you people who fit your job description right away. To learn more about all Indeed's great hiring tools, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, Piscopo, how are you? You know what? You got to get the My Slipper. You got to get the My Slippers. It is the single most comfortable thing you'll ever put on your feet. I'm telling you right now. Mike Lindell is offering 40% off on his new My Slippers. Yes, My Slippers. I'm telling you, he's taken 2 years to develop these. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. I will attest to that. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. I will attest to that. And they look great. Made with quality leather suede. Now you get 40% off. So you got to go to MyPillow.com right now. Please click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code JOEP. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. These are spectacular. The My Slippers. Mike is like unbelievable. And now he's giving you 40% off. You got to jump on this now. The My Slippers. Goodness gracious, they are so spectacular. I wear them all the time now. I mean, you know, and they look good. Someone comes to the door, something like that. You see a slippers on, they look great. You know, with that beautiful, beautiful suede like that. Leather suede. It's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Or go to MyPillow.com. Click on that radio listener square. Use the promo code, please, Joe P.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Biden administration is expected to announce it's slapping new sanctions on Russia, according to several reports. It's in response to a massive hacking campaign that breached vital federal agencies, as well as for election interference. The sanctions would represent the first retaliatory action announced against the Kremlin for last year's so-called SolarWind breach. Officials in Nashville say Oracle plans to bring 8,500 jobs and a $1.2 billion investment to Nashville over coming years. And American Airlines says it plans to fly a nearly normal summer schedule. It and other airlines are adding flights to vacation destinations for people eager to travel. Demand's climbed as more people get vaccinated against COVID, travel restrictions ease, and more attractions like Disneyland prepare to open. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu. Invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me every Monday and Friday as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Dr. Smith standing by. I want to tell you about Tanya Helfand, if I may. If you're going through divorce, please don't worry. I've been there twice. Thank you for asking. But you know what?
Thank you.
You can get through it. You can get through it. You can get through it because you think it's the end of time. You worry about the kids. Just you need somebody to watch your back. You really do, because there's like change of circumstances in the financial world. Oh, please. What rights do your children have? Do you have as a mother or father? Mediation, prenups. Hello, child support. Every family situation is unique. Please don't panic. Don't get upset and don't get angry. I'm telling you, after all these years, I don't know why. As you get older, you realize, why did I get angry? You don't have to get angry. Just call Tanya Helfand. Tanya Helfand, she's there for you. You can get a free 30-minute consultation, okay? Free 30-minute consultation if you call 973-428-0800, 973-428-0800. Tanya is a certified matrimonial attorney in Jersey for 29 years of experience, also licensed in New York, and they settle, Helfand and Associates settles 99% of cases, but they're prepared to go to trial for you if that is necessary. So please, I want you to just settle down, know that Tanya has your back. You can email Tanya at TanyaHelfand.com. TanyaHelfand.com. Divorce is not the end of a family. It's the beginning of a new, hopefully happier life.
Larry Elder, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Dr. Ian K. Smith is the man, host of Emmy Award winning The Doctors. That's airing in national syndication. The new book you got to get. I want you to please Google Fast Burn by Dr. Ian K. Smith. Dr. Smith, welcome back to the show. Ian, always awesome to have you with us, my friend.
Joe, always great to be with you. Excited to be here.
Well, you are like an inspiration. I see out there. Were you playing? Was that? Did I guess George Stephanopoulos? You're golfing with Stephanopoulos? Did I see that? What was that?
You got it. We were in Jersey, playing in Jersey.
You didn't call me.
You know what? It was a good friend of mine, Harlan Coben. So I was. It wasn't my foursome. I was asked to join the foursome, but he's an author out of Jersey. We had a great time. George is a lot of fun.
Where'd you play? Can we ask? Can you divulge where you played? Do you want to keep it private? I don't want to be rude, but we know the course is in Jersey. Where'd you play?
Yeah, Ridgewood Country Club.
There you go, man. This is great. You know, you could see this was great about you, Ian, if I may, Doc. You are so good at everything. You could play. I am the single worst golfer on the planet. I look great. True. I could dress. I could look. Wow, Joe, look at Joe. I have no idea what I'm doing on the golf course. It's a precision game, you know?
And, Joe, I can assure you, I play with golfers who are worse than you. Believe me, I can assure you that.
What are you doing? But I seen your swing. You got the Billy Murray Lost in Translation swing. Remember that? Remember that? Boom! With Mount Fuji in the background. How great was that?
That's right. I see
Dr. Smith doing that swing. I go, wow, man. And then before we talk about Fast Burn, your workout schedule, you're doing doubles. Are you doing doubles? You know, staying lean and mean like that? I got this quarantine 15, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm just feeling – I'm doing push-ups. I was on the bike yesterday, so that was a good start. But what are you doing? Mostly aerobics, Ian, if I may?
Well, I do actually a lot of resistance training, weight training. I think people underestimate – and cardio is good, don't get me wrong, but – people underestimate, you know, building lean muscle mass. Doesn't have to be huge muscles, but building lean muscle mass, it actually strengthens not just your muscles but your bones. It's very good for your balance and stability as we get older. It's good for your blood pressure, we're starting to find out. So there are a lot of pluses to lifting weights or using resistance bands. And people tend to always think, well, I'm going to do cardio. I'm going to walk, ride a bike, run. And once again, those are great things, but don't ignore your muscles. As we age, our muscles start to atrophy and they start to shrink, and we lose strength. And losing that strength is a big deal as we get older. So I do a lot of resistance training. I do. You know, some days I do two workouts, a smaller one in the morning, a bigger one in the afternoon. But it really is based on you. And I tell people all the time, listen, you don't have to kill yourself in the gym or kill yourself in workouts. You can split it up. If you work out for 30, 40 minutes, do half in the morning, half later. And in fact, that's better, Joe, because as you know, your metabolism increases dramatically when you work out. And working out, by the way, doesn't have to be, you know, something rigorous. It could be walking briskly for a mile or 2 miles. That's a good workout, and to help your metabolism increase to burn those calories.
Yeah, Fast Burn is the name of the book by Dr. Smith. We're going to talk about the vaccines in a second, but this is my wheelhouse. Fast Burn, tell us about time-restricted eating. That is a wild thought. Did you come up with this? I love that.
Well, it's not my concept. Fast Burn is. So Fast Burn, just so people understand, is a 9-week program. Every week on the program is extremely wonderful and different, so you're excited because it's like something completely new. I tested it in over 2,000 people. The average weight loss in 9 weeks is 15 to 17 pounds, so it's a lot of weight, but they're not doing it by doing anything extreme. You get 3 meals and 3 snacks. The difference, Joe, is that we're doing a little bit of intermittent fasting, which means that we're taking the 24-hour day, we're dividing it into a feeding window and into a fasting window. And so all your meals and snacks, you'll eat from 1 hour to another, and then you'll have a fasting period, typically while you're sleeping. But the results have been amazing. People's energy levels have been boosted. The food is affordable. It's not, you know, sometimes you see these plans, Joe, and you got to go to all these different fancy gourmet grocery stores to get these exotic ingredients. It's not. Yeah. It's regular food. I built this program, Fast Burn, for everybody, men, women, everyday people, to lose weight. And people are loving it.
Yeah, this is huge. And talk about mental attitude as well when you follow something like this, Ian. That is so telling to me. When as soon as you start that, you start feeling better about yourself, your mental clarity clears up. Is it psychological more than physical, do you think, or a little bit of both?
I think it's a bit of both. I think that mental is what leads it. I tell people right in the beginning of Fast Burn, I say, listen, I am never going to ask you to eat perfectly or exercise perfectly because that's just not how it works. Life is just not that way. Yeah. I don't do it. I don't expect you to do it. Yeah. And I think that when people look at the plan and they see some days you're going to have a slice of pizza, someday you're allowed to have, a cookies or something like that or pasta. When people see that, Joe, and they see the easy recipes in the book, they realize from a mental standpoint, they say, I can do this. And the key with weight loss is to convince the people who are following the plan that, yes, this is doable and that they actually can do it. So I always say, believe in yourself, believe in the process, and then execute the strategy. And I think what people find from a mental standpoint is when you have those positive affirmations, then that really allows you to get through those tough moments. No matter what plan you're on, mine or anybody else's, when you're going to have a tough moment on a weight loss plan, you know, you're going to maybe feel like you can't do it again anymore. You're tired.
Yeah.
But when you have your mind in the right spot and space from the beginning, it really takes you through it. In fact, we have a group on Facebook for those who want to join our challenge. It starts on Monday. It's called Fast Burn Challenge. So please look it up. Cool. And we're going to go through the 9 weeks all together because I realize over these years, Joe, that people lose the most weight and keep it off the longest when they have a supportive community. So in our Facebook group, it's all about being positive. We exchange recipes. We work out together. People form friendships. It's really wonderful. So go to Facebook, Fast Burn Challenge.
God, you're so ahead of the curve. This is great. Fast Burn, a Fast Burn Challenge on Facebook. And Ian, you're great. On Instagram, I follow that as well. You know what we used to do back in the day? And I got to talk vaccine, but I love talking to you about working out because I was like a monster back in the day. No drugs, no steroids. I wanted to do it all natural, you know. And then we would carb deplete. You would carb deplete before we had a photo shoot. Ian, is this wild? No, remember, I would be with the big boys. They're all juiced up, man. I was like a wimp. I was like a little wuss. but well, okay, I'll carb deplete with you, fellas. Let's do it. And so he would lay off like 25. You remember that? The carb deplete. And then when you'd have like an orange or some kind of simple glycemic, a high glycemic food, man, your muscles just went, oh, what food? Boom. And they would pop up for the photo shoot, you know?
Absolutely. So,
but that's dangerous. Isn't that dangerous, though? I mean, taking your body to the extremes like that?
Well, if you do it too extreme, too long, too many times, yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
will it be dangerous? You know, if you did it once, you know, every six months or so, it's not gonna. Your body is extremely resilient. But I remember those days. By the way, I'm also a naturalist. I've always believed that. And if people look at my Instagram page, I'm always talking about, you know, these are things that you can do right away. In a natural way to get it done. But it's been a lot of fun, though, I can tell you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Hey, let me, I got to talk about Johnson & Johnson before we let you go, Doc, if I may. The pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that was warranted, yes?
Absolutely. You know, this is a problem, I got to tell you. And I've been on, you know, the show here advocating for people to get the vaccinations. I'm still advocating for vaccinations. But this is a problem with Johnson & Johnson. Number one, they had a manufacturing issue a couple of weeks ago. Remember, they had to throw away 15 million doses?
Yeah, yes.
Because they had a manufacturing error.
In Baltimore,
that's problem one. And now that they're saying there's a possible, now they haven't come back yet, but they're saying it's a possible link between J&J's vaccine and blood clots in the brain. It's called CVST, cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. And the issue is, and by the way, blood clots like this in the brain are very rare, particularly in this area, the venous sinuses in your brain. But the problem is, people are saying, well, it's rare. And it's true. You know, only six women and 6.85 million people who are vaccinated came down with these blood clots. So, yes, statistically speaking, it's rare. But if you're one of those six, that's a huge number. That's 100% because it's you.
Yeah.
So I think that there's going to be a real steep uphill climb. Even if they come back, Joe, the investigators, and say that there is no link, I think it's going to be a really steep uphill climb to convince people to go take that vaccine, especially since we're already in an environment of vaccine hesitancy, understandably. So, you know, my money is that J&J is going to have a hard time recovering. People are going to say, you know what, I'll wait for Pfizer or Moderna, which, by the way, already had higher efficacy rates from the beginning.
Right.
You know, J&J was only about, but J&J was 65-66%, Pfizer and Moderna 94-95%. So I just think that given the climate of the country and how people have been nervous and suspicious in the beginning, I think it's going to be tough to come back and say, yeah, we found out it's okay. You can take the J&J vaccine. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I hear you. Dr. Smith, great. Listen, fast burn, please. Fast burn challenge by Dr. Ian K. Smith. Ian, you are such an inspiration to us, man. So appreciate you joining us. And I can't wait to see you one of these days in person now that we're, you know, hopefully we'll all be able to get out there sooner than later, Doc, right?
Yes. Sooner than later. I look forward to hanging out with you a little bit, okay, Joe?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr.
Right.
Smith. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you, sir. Ian K. Smith, Fast Burn. That sounds like a really spectacular program. I would suggest that you go there. James Carafano is going to join us coming up in a second. Congressman Josh Gonheimer as well. Hey, Joe on the radio, 737. Let's jump to Big Al. He has the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's no word yet on the identity of a woman found in the trunk of a car early Wednesday morning in Queens. Cops noticed four men in Far Rockaway putting a large object into a car's trunk and followed them onto the Nassau Expressway around 2 a.m. When the officers pulled the vehicle over, they found the woman's body wrapped in a blanket. Law enforcement sources now say the men are members of the MS-13 gang. They've been taken into custody. State officials say 231,000 households in New Jersey will receive an increase in supplemental nutrition assistance benefits of $95 a month. The $17 million in funding for the so-called SNAP program comes from the federal government. About half of the households that will receive the extra money are already receiving the federally funded benefits. Eligibility for the program is based partly on income. In sports, Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-4. It was the Mets over the Phillies 5-1. Knicks picked off the Pelicans 116-106, and the Nets, they lost to the 76ers 123-117. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hiya, let's go to 80 eastbound exit 67, getting out through Hackensack. Watch out for an accident. It's on the shoulder, northbound New Jersey Turnpike. Earlier problems by exit 12 and Carteret cleared from the truck lanes. We're seeing delays as you take it out to the eastbound side of the BQE, getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Traffic moving slowly on the westbound BQE, getting down through McGinnis-Humboldt. Cross Island northbound, heavy through Hillside Avenue. Also the Van Wyck northbound, bumper to bumper through Hillside Avenue with an accident there just cleared out of the way. Some stop-and-go traffic on the Southern State eastbound by Peninsula Boulevard getting out through Nassau County. That's a multi-vehicle accident. A couple of lanes still blocked over there. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic on 9A southbound by Ryder Road getting down through Ossining with a collision being cleared. Rain today, heavy at times, high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. It's 7:39 right now. James Carafano is going to join us momentarily. You know, I want to tell you about the Trinitas Regional Medical Center, ER. You know, it's where you go in a crisis, where you expect to find dedicated, talented professionals any time of the day or night. Let me tell you about the ER at Trinitas. I was just there last week. I had a great time, in the ER. Only me. Only would I have a great time in the ER. But when I went in to kind of look at it, and they have this room that they have these rooms that are like germ free, that suck all the germs out. And you could feel when you walk in the room, you could immediately tell that it's clean like that. How great is that? They've doubled the number of treatment rooms. I saw it. I was right there. Added state-of-the-art technology, and they created those separate private areas for families and seniors. And they've honored our dear friend, CEO of Trinitas, Gary S. Horan. They named that the Gary S. Horan Emergency Department. Everything. I mean, they were so meticulous with me. I mean, just to be sure, they double checked, they triple checked. This is where you want to go. God forbid you need an ER, go to Trinitas Regional Medical Center, please. Just visit that today. You can go to TrinitasRMC.org today. That's where we want you to go and check it out. Trinitas Regional Medical Center. Visit, please, TrinitasRMC.org today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
My name is Namrata Singh Gujral. I am a filmmaker and an immigrant. My film, America's Forgotten, uncovers the unintended consequences of a broken immigration system.
The 7-year-old girl died in the desert.
This child came from the country of India.
I'm living in the chair. I can go to the police.
I never expected this journey would lead me to a truth that I never intended to find.
A great pillar of the community was killed by a man who had been deported at least twice.
The public would be outraged if they knew the truth.
I found how much Americans are being lied to regarding our immigration policies at the border. My friends, my industry, even my family all rallied against the final message of this film. All credits had to be hidden for fear of retribution. If you care about the future of America, you should watch America's Forgotten.
Use promo code WNYM for additional savings.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM970 The Answer.
Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio. How are you this morning? 877-970-2999 if you want to check in. James Carafano is the man, Vice President of Foreign and Defense Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Hey, James, welcome back to the show, my friend. Always great to have you with us.
Hey, it's, you know what I love about your show? It's like you call, boom, you're on. There's no of this waiting through the commercial break for the weather. And the...
Wait, you don't know. Big Al, who runs all that, says to me, you want to talk to James now? I said, yeah, man, yeah, James is very supportive. He's got a lot to say. Let's put James right on because we were going to bump you for a spot, so I'm sure glad we didn't because we went. See, we went. Hey, you know what? You got a vowel at the end of your name, James. What am I going to tell you? Of course I'm going to let you in go first. See, you know, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Oh,
tell you, though.
Yes, please.
No. You are the only guy who would ever produce a call Big Al.
Right, I know, right? Big Al, that's my man. Hey, I got to tell you something. This is why we wanted to talk to you this morning. What's going on with Afghanistan? I understand pulling out of Afghanistan, Donald Trump's idea, you know? I mean, Biden's riding off. The only thing he's pulling out of Afghanistan because President Trump suggested it and the Trump vaccine he's living off of. But I worry that the enemies are just going to run rampant now in the Middle East. James, give us your breakdown. This is your wheelhouse, my friend. What are you thinking?
Well, the big difference, this is, first of all, this is not Trump's plan because Trump's plan is always conditions-based, right? Mm. And Biden's just said, hey, we're leaving. And so it really begs the question of, which they didn't really fully answer, which, okay, how do you look after America's interests? First of all, I hate when people say America's longest war. This is nuts. And what an insult to the Afghan people who are fighting and defending themselves. The Afghans have been fighting the Taliban for years. They do all the fighting. We just support them. We had less troops in Afghanistan than we had around the capital.
Yeah.
And those troops are doing advice and support. They're not out on the front lines fighting people. There's a small number there doing counterterrorism. But look, why are we there? And it's not because we can't get out of wars and all this other baloney. It's because we have an interest, and we have two. One is we don't want Afghanistan to again become a terrorist sanctuary. We know what happens when that happens. We saw it in Afghanistan. We saw it in Syria. You know, we saw it in other places. So helping them, and remember, there's only 2,000 troops. They're not winning wars, losing wars. This is a very, very limited number. So we don't want a terrorist sanctuary. That's a modest investment. And the other one is we want Afghanistan to be stable because that makes that region stable, and that's important. India and Pakistan are nuclear powers. We don't want them squabbling. We want India focused on China because that's good for us. So those are our interests. So when Biden says, I'm bringing the troops home, it's like, well, that's not the question. The question is, Mr. President, how are you looking after the interests of the American people? And he didn't have good answers for that. It was like, well, we're going to continue to help the Afghan women and children. You know, I want to know that the country has a fighting chance for survival and that we're making constructive contributions to that. I don't care if there's 2,000 troops or two troops or zero troops, but that's important to us. And the president didn't answer that question. And so I don't really feel like we've got real leadership and real answers. Those are my concerns.
So I stand corrected. I appreciate that, James. So Donald Trump had certain conditions when he said we're going to pull out of Afghanistan, and Joe Biden is just doing a blatant pullout, is what you say? Yes.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. You know, and the Taliban said, well, we're not negotiating anything until after all the American troops leave. You know, this reminds me of Obama, which is we give up all the leverage and everything we have to pressure the other guy.
Yeah,
and then we start negotiating.
Yeah, it's so true. And then tell us exactly. Let me jump to Kamala Harris going to Guatemala and Mexico. This is another situation, you know. And I'm a bleeding heart, guilty as charged, James Carafano. But I see these kids down at the border. I see these kids, and it's breaking my heart. The humanitarian crisis. And when Donald Trump was president, one story after another, 3-4 stories in on the network news about the border. Nothing. No one's helping these kids. Where's the heart of Kamala Harris? Where's the heart of Joe Biden? Now she's going to Guatemala and Mexico before she goes to the border. James Carafano, help me out here, brother.
Well, she doesn't have to go to Latin America because they want to address the root causes of the problem. And I can help them with that. The root cause of the problem is Biden.
Sure it is. Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. Yeah, got it. You know what? You're right, though. Yeah.
So they're talking about throwing all this money at Latin America. You know what's going to happen? People are going to say, thank you very much. You're going to take that money. They're going to go to the nearest cartel. They're going to give them their $8,000, $10,000, and they're going to come to the United States.
Yeah, and that's so not so her going to these countries. And why don't they just say, look, I made a mistake, and you know, we're going to just go back to everything Donald Trump wanted to put in place. I mean, right? I mean, and rather than going through all of this, that she's going to go to Guatemala, Mexico, and she won't visit Baltimore or the south side of Chicago or Minneapolis that's burning down, for crying out loud.
If they went back, if they went back to the old policies, the border crisis would vanish overnight. The second thing is, look, Central America, they're angry at us. Biden is stealing their children. They don't like that. They're pouring money into the cartels. They don't like that. Trump was a much better partner for Latin America. You go to Guatemala today or Mexico today, and they will tell you that Trump is a better partner, more interested in their countries, more interested in their development, giving them a future, fighting the criminal cartels, stopping all the silliness, than Biden will ever be.
Yeah, it's so true. So, James, so the bottom line is that's ridiculous, and you're right. It goes right back to Biden. And this Afghanistan thing, you know what? He's the president. You know what? We have no power. Those of us who believe in this country, who are true peaceful patriots, have no power. They're going to pull out those troops. That's what's going to happen, correct, in Afghanistan?
Well, I'm sure they will. You know, to me, again, it goes very much back to Obama-like foreign policies, which are not surprising since these are all Obama people. But it's let's pull the safety net away and see what happens. You know, like Obama just pulled everything out of the Middle East and said, well, let's just, you know, we'll withdraw and then we'll just, you know. And then what happened? You got the caliphate and, you know, millions of people displaced in their homes, thousands of people thrown into slavery. You know, terrorists flying all over the world, 30,000 foreign fighters going back and forth. You know, we live in a dangerous world. And this policy of let's just pull out the safety net and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, it's like sending your kid into the garage with a box of matches and said, well, let's just see what happens.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. James Carafano, a lot to talk about. Well, let's catch up next time you come up. We appreciate it, my friend. And, you know, Big Al, you know, he made the right move, clearing the roads for James Carafano.
God bless you guys.
You too.
God bless you. Such a great show.
Thank you, James. God bless you back, man. James Carafano, Vice President of Foreign and Defense Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. He knows what he's talking about. And Debbie knows the roads better than anybody, and she's out there looking out for you on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening out here as we take a ride over to the Hudson River crossings. It looks like you are starting to build here as you take a ride to the inbound side of the GWB, about 5 to 10 in. Lincoln 15, Holland, that's about 10. Let's go out to 280 eastbound, exit 13. Getting into Newark, it's an accident still being cleaned up. And traffic is moving slowly for you as you take a ride to the Cross Bronx westbound, getting right out toward 3rd Avenue. Expect delays as well on the FDR Drive, heading south in the 50s with a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Michael's of Brooklyn operating at 50% capacity. Yay! By reservation only, following all CDC guidelines, hello, to ensure everybody's safety. Michael's of Brooklyn is where you want to go. If you want to experience an Italian restaurant that has the authenticity and the heritage of the great Italian-American cuisine, the great Italian-American lifestyle, you got to go to Avenue Arnostrand right there in Brooklyn. Like nothing else. The food is spectacular, but when you walk in, you could just feel, wow, you feel right at home. And everybody, like, they stay masked up. I'm telling you, they're very, very careful there. And if you want to go over there, they're at 50% capacity. You can call 718-998-7851 to make a reservation, all right? As you listen around the country, and we love you for listening to AM970TheAnswer.com, pick up Michael's of Brooklyn at the supermarket, right? You're going to see Italian Brooklyn in a jar. You get that tomato and basil, arrabbiata, puttanesca, marinara. I always make you hungry in the morning when we talk about this, right? But in the meantime, Michael's of Brooklyn is operating at 50%. Fred is there waiting for you. Michael, Johnny, they're in the kitchen. They're coming out to say hi. You know, like the old days, like a great restaurant would be. That's what Michael's of Brooklyn is. And you could experience that today. Just call for a reservation, please. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, the only place for authentic Italian since 1964.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Do you know how many Christians live in the Middle East? 6 million people. Do you know how many Christians need your help? Every single one. Do you know what we can do? With St. Francis in Beirut, we can give them hope. We can give them medicines. We can give them medical equipment. We can give them everything they're looking for. Because some others decided to remove Christianity from the Middle East. But if we will help them every single day, not just to feed them or clothing, it's all about giving them another day with the idea that they are recognized, that we love them, they're our cousins, sisters, they're our roots. So St. Francis in Beirut, it's all about helping Christians. And you can be part of that help too.
If you want to help Father Paul in his mission, send your donations to St. Francis in Beirut, 213 Stanton Street, New York, New York, 10002.
That's Father Paul. Mike Connor's right there doing God's work for sure. Hey, I got to tell you about Relief Factor because I love you, and I want you to go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. You got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, anything, all of the above. Hello? You want to put an end to that game? You know what? You come home from a long day of work and you're limping. You're feeling, my back, my shoulder. Put it all aside. Just try the 3-week quick start. You can't complain anymore. Getting out of the chair. All right, here we go. Here we go. You know, come in. Come on. I got it. No, just take Relief Factor. You try the 3-week quick start. For me, it worked in five days, just like that. Give yourself 3 weeks. You call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Go to ReliefFactor.com. You can say goodbye to pain, hello to relief with Relief Factor. You know, it's like $1 a day to help you wake up tomorrow with no pain at all. I know it doesn't sound real, but you tell that to the thousands of happy customers raving about Relief Factor. I love you. I love telling you about Relief Factor. Go please to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Whoa, can't you see?
Joe Lumberg, you're my inspiration, Joey. I went out there. At least I got 5 miles, 6 miles tops, but I got on the bike yesterday.
Yay.
And I did it, and it was great. Yeah, you know what? And I feel pretty good. My wind is good. You know, I do it for wind, like, because I know stage shows will be coming up shortly, Joe, you know? We'll be on stage, and that's a lot of, an hour and a half on stage, whatever, and you got to keep your wind going. So far, I felt pretty good winded-wise. And then I use it as an anaerobic exercise. I'm going up, and I make sure I get my glutes, you know, try to get the calves as I'm doing it. I don't know how you do that endurance, though. I got to tell you something. I have such respect for you, that endurance run.
I love the endurance aspect of it. I'm not fast, so I got to find some other way of doing it. I like the endurance.
Listen, you're an inspiration. You got me out there, man. Now, how are we doing? We got rain all day today, Joe, do we?
Mostly this afternoon. I think there's just a little bit around the edges this morning, and then I think it picks up, and we'll have about a 6 to 8 hour period where it rains for the most part this afternoon and evening. Then it goes away. But today, only 57. Tomorrow, 54 with a bit of rain, and then we dry it out for the weekend, but still cool. Only 60 Saturday, maybe low 60 Sunday.
All right. I don't look as good in my biking outfit like you do, though. See, that's a problem. I took a picture with the helmet on. I look like a geek. What am I going to tell you, you know? So, Joey, thank you. Thanks for the inspiration that you are, Joe.
I need to get in the pool. You need to get in the pool.
I know. Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for that. You know that. Piscopo in the morning. Congressman Josh Gottheimer, representing New Jersey's 5th District, will join us. Hillary Kramer's got some incredible tax tips you do not want to miss. the man, my dear friend Larry Elder on the show, Professor Alan Dershowitz as well, Joe Piscopo, and we're coming right back at you.